We would like to start this board meeting. It is 4 o'clock. We're hoping the process doesn't take very long tonight. We welcome you to this meeting to announce the appointment of the new superintendent of the Logan City School District. We want to thank everyone who has been involved in the process. We had outstanding candidates. We want to thank our stakeholder committee members, our marvelous district office staff, and everyone who attended our open session on Tuesday. I would entertain a motion for a 2-year appointment of our new superintendent.
I'll make that motion.
I second.
And who is it? Oh. Make a motion for someone. Yes.
I'd like to make the motion that we appoint for 2 years to be the superintendent of Logan City School District, Frank Schofield.
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. I have a statement to tell you a little bit about our new superintendent. Frank Schofield grew up in Southern California where, you know what, should we make him stand up?
Yeah.
Marshall, stand up with him over here. Frank Schofield grew up in Southern California where he was a graduate of Hesperia High School. After graduating from Brigham Young University, we'll forgive him of that, with teaching certification in history and Spanish, Frank began his career teaching Spanish and social studies for English learners at Logan High School in 2000. While at Logan High, Frank helped coach football and wrestling and served as one of the original faculty advisors for the Logan High School Multicultural Club. Frank's career changed directions when he was hired as the principal of Wilton Elementary in 2006. He spent the next 3 years learning and celebrating the unique requirements of educating young children. Thanks to the outstanding staff at Wilton Elementary, Frank learned how to lead and how to work collaboratively with teachers to set goals for continued achievement. The leadership skills Frank learned at Wilton Elementary were vital as he joined the Canyon School District in 2009 as the principal at Sunrise Elementary. As the first principal hired after the formation of Utah's newest school district, Frank was directly involved in many of the decisions that influenced the character of the new district. After 4 rewarding years at Sunrise Elementary, Frank was transferred to Midvale Middle School, a highly impacted school where students' achievement and behavior were significant issues of concern. During just 2 short years, Frank and his staff have seen remarkable progress in both areas, and the future is looking bright for Midvale Middle School. Frank is married to the former Kendra Pierce, who as a former school-based speech-language pathologist is also an educator. Their 5 children sometimes grow tired of the dinner table discussions that consistently revolve around educational issues, but they also know the value their parents place on education. Frank and his family are excited to return to Logan, and Frank is eager to continue his career in the community and schools he began teaching in 15 years ago. Please join me and the Board of Education in warmly welcoming Frank Schofield to his new assignment as superintendent. Frank, is there anything you'd like to say? If you'd like to introduce your family to us and then say what you'd like to say.
Well, sure. If my family wants to stand up first, my amazing wife, who has been extremely supportive through this entire, 15 years of education, but even the process and writing those heinous writing prompts you guys have.
They were awful, I know.
She has been an amazing support. If my children want to stand, these are my 2 oldest sons, Pierce, who is 12, Dayton, who is 10. This is my sweet Kennedy, who is 8 years old. She's my Irish dancer. This is my Malia Lee. She is 6. And this is Connor. He is the only one of these born outside of Cache Valley. The older ones were all born up here. So we're going to break Connor in. Other family members, we do have my father-in-law, Ken Pierce, and his wife, Darlene. And next to him, my wife's aunt, Laverne. Ken was actually my first educational mentor. He was a lifelong educator in the Alpine School District and administrator down there. And when he knew I was going into teaching, I don't think he and his wife were terribly thrilled that their daughter was marrying an educator, because they knew everything that was involved. But he took me along supervising basketball games and let me see a little bit of what I could look forward to. And I am more indebted to him than he probably realizes. And it's a great pleasure to have him here today. Now get used to this, because this is how I am. I feel incredibly strongly about education. And I talk better with this in my hand than I do with it in the stand. I am thrilled to be returning to the Logan City School District. As has been stated, this is where I started. This is where I learned what it meant to be a teacher. This is where I learned what it meant to educate kids and to be in a classroom. This is where I learned what it meant to be on a team. I wear this, not all the time, because people would think I was in the mafia. But it's my good luck charm, and I joked about that in the interviews. And the reason it is, it reminds me of the value of recognizing possibilities and the value of team. Jen Lugo's here. Jen Lugo is one of my best friends and is one of the examples to me of what a teacher team can be. When groups of teachers sit down together and they identify common goals and they say, we're going to work together and here's how we're going to accomplish this, you can accomplish incredible things. And then I got to coach. I got to coach with Jim Peacock here. And he showed me what it means to coach young men and to be with them and help them do hard things and move forward. I got to coach with Mike Favero. I saw the same thing with him. And working with them, I got to see what it means, again, when people come together with a common goal and the commitment to support one another towards reaching that goal, you can do incredible things. And young people can do incredible things. I see principals here who are very dear to me. They taught me what it meant to be a member of an administrative team and how, again, you can support one another in the things that are possible. And I am thrilled to be returning to be part of the Logan City School District team. And I commit to doing everything I can to work with all members of the team, parents, students, teachers, and administrators, to make sure that we're focused on the common goals, we know what we're working towards, that those are clear, and that we're all able to work together and support one another in accomplishing those things at once. Thank you guys for being here. I don't know how many of you are here to say, gosh, we're so glad, and gosh, I want to see who this guy is. But thank you for being here. Your simply being here sends a message about the value you place on Logan City Schools and what you believe is important. So I look forward to many future conversations with you, many future interactions. I don't really look forward to lots of long board meetings. But those will be good, too, because we'll be accomplishing great things. So thank you so much. I'm not sure. Do we know if we were able to get...
We have the Spanish radio, someone representing the Spanish radio station.
Okay. And then briefly, quiero también expresar mis sentimientos y mis metas para nuestra comunidad hispanohablante. Yo creo en la importancia de que cada miembro de nuestra comunidad, padres, estudiantes, maestros, administradores, se unen para trabajar para lograr metas comunes, metas específicas, para promover el aprendizaje y el progreso de cada estudiante en nuestro distrito escolar. Y invito a todos los padres, todos los miembros de nuestra comunidad, que participen en el trabajo que hacemos en las escuelas, que hablen con los directores, que hablen con los maestros, que hablen conmigo, porque el éxito que todos queremos para nuestros estudiantes, para nuestros hijos y para nuestra comunidad, solo se lleva a cabo cuando todos nos juntamos para trabajar juntos y nos esforzamos para lograr los éxitos que queremos. Entonces, les invito, si tienen preguntas, que me llamen, que vengan a la oficina, porque así juntos podemos trabajar para seguir adelante. Thank you. Gracias. And I have been a Sunrise Eagle. I've been a Midvale Trojan. I have been a Wilson Wildcat, but I started, and I am so glad to be able to finish as a Logan Grizzly. So go Grizzlies and go Logan District.
We are very pleased to have you. We are excited, and he officially takes his appointment is officially July 1. I'm sure you will see him around. We look forward to our time with Superintendent Garrett as he finishes out his year as our superintendent, and we thank him. Thank you, board members, for all you've done, and this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you for coming.